So Disney's live action Moana is rotten. It's
it's a critical the critic score. So I guess the embargo's up, so people were allowed to put out reviews today.
Yeah, it's not going well for them. I actually thought this one would do better for some reason, but even people you'd think would be all about it. Bleeding Cool, 5 out of 10. Mm-hmm. Austin Chronicle, 2.5 out of 5. We'll talk about this. Even the reviews that are glowing are like, it's literally the same movie, just in live action.
That's what they're saying. There's like, it's beat for beat the exact same movie. Like, at least with like Lilo and Stitch, they tried to make some changes to it, but they're complaining that this one is pretty much the movie. And as I brought up before, people said when they announced the live action Moana, why do we need this? Because they're already working on probably Moana 3 and animated. So they didn't need this. And it was the original hasn't even been out 10 years. It won't be out 10 years to November.
Yeah, so that's, that's not good. I don't understand, again, I don't understand the logic other than money for this. I mean, simply
money,
just...
That's what it boils down to for Disney.
Just money. And it's getting to the point now where it's so ridiculous, there's no gap between the animated version and live action. Might as well just film them back to back
and
give people the option. And that's probably what will happen. I'm sitting here thinking, like, back in the day, like, with video games, they used to have, like, the real version and then kind of the stripped-down cartoon version. I'm thinking particularly of the Ghostbusters video game, because the Wii and the PlayStation 2 didn't have the graphics capability that the Xbox and the PS3 had. So they had – it was the same audio track, more or less – but they had realistic graphics on the Xbox, and then on the Wii, they had cartoon graphics. I'm like, will they do that? Will they literally just film a live-action movie and then use AI to cartoonify it and then give you the option?
I don't think they'll do that, because that costs more money. They're too lazy to make things that are good. So they know they can't. They haven't been able to hit it out of the park recently with their new stuff. So they're just doubling, tripling down on old stuff. And trying to make a live-action reimagining. That was just a remake. It's not even a reimagining at this point. No. And things like that instead of making new things that are good.
Yeah, so we'll talk about this, kind of where they came off the rails with this. Before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. Guys, get woohoo if you do.
Woohoo!
If you would like more Clownfish TV, go out to more, more.clownfishtv.com. That's more.clownfishtv.com. We've got episodes out there you will not find anywhere else, including one I just put up yesterday about the BBC forcing you to watch them on YouTube. So that is backer only special. And go out to, let's see, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can listen to the audio version of Clownfish TV as well. All right. So, I didn't really have any strong feelings one way or the other on this one, other than it was like, this is obviously a cash grab.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they not even wait until the body was cold on the other one to do it? And again, it just comes down to Bob Iger wanting to print money. And when they greenlit this thing, the Disney live action movies were making considerably more money than they're making now. Yeah. Unfortunately, Lilo and Stitch did really well, which means we're getting more of them. But this one's not going to do good.
It might, because we have seen before where critics have said something sucked and the audiences will disagree. If it's a beat by beat remake of the movie, the audiences might love it because they're like, well, I like the first one. And they aren't looking at it in the critical sense that these critics are looking at it. But it's just, come on, can we just please do something new?
So let's take a look at some of these reviews, and then we'll go out to Variety's, because the first review I saw was actually Variety's, and now I subscribe to him, so I get in my inbox. I'm thinking, well, maybe the movie's not so bad, because Variety gave it a glowing review, and I'm like, oh, maybe it's not so bad. You know, How to Train Your Dragon was pretty close to the original, and it wasn't terrible. But then the other reviews start coming in, and people are like, this is dog shit. So let's go out and see what we got. All right. Should we do all critics or top critics?
It doesn't matter. There's either way you're going to get.
I don't think
pretty
Caitlin.
Much the same thing.
Caitlin Booth from Bleeding Cool. I bet she gets filtered out if you hit top. Yeah. Sorry. Bleeding Cool gets filtered out. But 5 out of 10. Moana is a remake in every sense of the word, with the only meaningful difference being a change in medium, which somehow makes some of the most beautiful locations look drab and ugly. Yeah. That's what happened with The Lion King, too. It was effectively the same movie, but not as good, and everything was very, very brown.
Mm-hmm.
The screenwriter barely tinkers with Jared Bush's words from the original, which leaves little to be surprised by or excited by. Film Verdict liked it. The best that can be said for Moana 2026 is that for a movie that doesn't particularly need to exist in the first place, at least exactly. It succeeds as entertainment. Well, if it's literally just the same movie all over again, and that movie was pretty good, you know.
Well, people keep pointing out, they said, why does this movie need to be there? And that's the biggest complaint, is they all say the actress who plays Moana is really good.
Yes.
But their big complaint is it's pretty much a beat for beat, exactly the same as the animated version, but the animated one is better source material than what this comes out to be, so why you need this?
Well, I kind of felt the same way about How to Train Your Dragon. I mean, I thought it was good, but I'm like, it was literally just the cartoon.
It was.
All over again. It was literally just the cartoon all over again. And that's it. Yeah. So this is the Daily Telegraph UK 2 out of 5. There's barely a moment in which it feels as if it couldn't have been achieved by typing. What if this scene from Moana was remade in live action into a video generator's prompt box?
They're not wrong. That's exactly how it comes out.
Movie Web 2 out of 5, a near shot-for-shot remake that adds live actors like Dwayne Johnson but lacks much of the original's wit, charm, and heart. ComingSoon.net, 4 out of 10. There are tons of incompetently made movies that are significantly worse than the live-action Moana, and yet I respect those films and filmmakers so much more than I respect this.
Oh, damn.
That is a brutal takedown. That's basically like, hey, at least they tried something new.
Yeah.
And I was trying to explain to our daughter today, we had a conversation about all these forgotten Disney movies after the Renaissance, like the late 90s into the early 2000s. And she was talking about Treasure Planet, sore subject. And she was talking about some other, you know, we talked about Meet the Robinsons, and we were talking about how Lilo and Stitch was like the only hit they had in that whole thing. And it wasn't supposed to happen. It was kind of an accident. But at least Disney was trying. Like Home on the Range was not good, but at least they tried something new. They were trying new things. They didn't always succeed. They, you know, Meet the Robinsons was really good, I thought.
I liked Meet the Robinsons quite a bit.
But they did try new things, and they won't do that now. Now it's just all sequels.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of they can't afford – Disney is so big now as a corporation – they can't afford to fail. And for a long time, they were like, every movie's got to be $600 million to $1 billion at the box office. So just make sequels, make remakes.
It's not working anymore. People are over it.
Yeah. I can't pronounce this person's name. Aglia Berluti. Moana lacks the charm and magic of the original version. Even worse, it lacks personality. Oh, okay, so they're from Spain. It ranks among the worst Disney movies of the decade. Fandom Wire, Moana is further proof that Disney will continue to make banal recreations of their films that will never be better than the originals and are ironically stopping them from creating anything fresh. Exactly. They're not going to make new stuff. They're just going to make sequels and remakes.
Well, see, that's the biggest complaint I'm seeing is people are over and over again is that why does this movie exist?
Yeah. Our most risk-averse major studio churns out its safest remake yet. Daily Beast, as creatively empty as any film in the modern Disney canon. There, man, 1.5, all inventiveness has gone out to sea. Associated Press. Everybody said that the actors are good. It's just like, why the hell are we doing 1 out of 5? The film doesn't worry about novel turns. It just walks us through the familiar avenues like a dutiful tour guide, a lazy, lazy work that sullies the good name of quote-unquote content. The Times, mostly
how you really feel.
Yeah, I know, right? The Times UK, mostly though, the film provokes only an exquisite form of agony. Oh my God. D+, a game cast tries hard to make it their own, but no, well, yeah, except for Dwayne Johnson, who's literally the same guy. Landscape or Moana 2 barely registered on the pop culture scale. This live action remake of the story only reminds audiences why the original should have stayed one and done. I agree. Moana should not have had a sequel. And we were talking about the cheapquels too. And in some ways, the cheapquels, I think, as much as people hated them, were still better than these remakes. Because at least it was tried to take the story in a new direction.
Tried to do something else.
Kind of, except for like, let's do the first movie all over again, except backwards this time. Or we're, Ursula's dead, but she's got a skinny sister. Plot twist.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. It's like, what? Like, we killed the bad guy. What do we do? Bring him back. Yeah, better than Moana 2 because it's still based on the original script. However, it renders that script in a degraded form. Moana 2 made a lot of money and nobody talks about it. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Nobody talks about that movie.
Talking now that the third one's coming, so.
Yeah, but the second one, people didn't like it, I guess, because the music wasn't as good. And it was a cobbled together. It was literally a cheap call. It was like a Disney Plus show. They cobbled it together into a movie, but you could tell it was supposed to be a series, but the music wasn't as good. That was a big thing. Like, that was when Lin-Manuel Miranda could do no wrong. Like, he was writing everything and the songs were kind of selling the movie, and he didn't do the second one, I guess.
No.
So nobody.
Yeah, I think because it was going to be for, like I said, TV show, and then
so
when it became like important, he was already probably booked for other stuff because he only does like the important stuff now.
It's like when they replaced Robin Williams as the genie he came back for the third one. I guess they had to buy him a Picasso or something. I don't know what happened there, but 1 out of 5, Dwayne Johnson's terrible wig is just one low point of a film that has all the visual allure of a Febreze advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
Ow. I saw
that earlier. Yeah.
Febreze. You're going to give him. Or was it da 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 da? I forget the jingle. I don't know. Anyway, you're going to give them ideas. They're going to be like, oh, fresh Hawaiian scent, Moana scented, Maui scented Febreze. But it just goes on and on. But this one, yeah, I was kind of like, this is great. But this guy, you said, loved other Disney shit movies.
Yeah, like no, he Snow was like, White and... he's like, you know, Snow White was pretty good. And I like the dwarves. I was like, okay. Here, yeah. I mean, so I'm just like, so I already questioned your judgment.
Yeah, it's like, I love shit movies, but man, this movie's awesome. This is the best movie ever. And I know people like that. Like, yeah, when you say a movie is good, like, I know it's going to be dog shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we knew as soon as the Mary Sue was like praising Supergirl up one side and down the other. I'm like, that is the kiss of death. Getting a ringing endorsement from the Mary Sue is a kiss of death. But he does bring up, though, that at least some of the other movies, they tried to do something different, like Cinderella. And how all this started was with freaking Alice in Wonderland, which was a very different take. It was a Tim Burton take, and that worked because it was so different from the original. And there's been so many interpretations of Alice in Wonderland, but like doing these new movies just one-to-one.
Like, it set it off, and then it kept getting lazier with each additional one.
Yeah, here we go. There are a few reasons for that. Okay, the mostly sorry history of Disney live action remakes. There's a scale of how well they work or don't. It may seem like it comes down to luck of the draw. Beauty and the Beast lumbered. Aladdin had the charisma of Will Smith, but lacked the genius of Robin Williams. I still haven't seen Aladdin yet.
I haven't seen most of these because when you tell me live action remake, I don't care.
No, The Little Mermaid couldn't compete with the magic of Under the Sea animation. That was the thing too with The Little Mermaid, was it just looked very drab. Right. It was like the original was so colorful and it looked drab. I haven't watched that. Like, you take our daughter to go see these movies, I don't give a shit. You went to go see Snow White with her, I don't give a shit. Snow White, while reviled by many, was one of the more successful remakes, with a lyrical zest rooted in Rachel Zegler's radiance. And I enjoyed the Seven Dwarfs.
I like Rachel Zegler, so.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to trust his opinion. Right away, you already lost me with his opinion, but.
But it's not tracking very well. It's actually tracking a lot worse than I thought it was. And, yeah, I still thought this one was going to do like 70, 80 million, but I noticed nobody was talking about, like, leading up to it. Like, people were actually kind of groaning. What did we go see? We went to go see a movie not too long ago. I took the kids to go see it, and I can't remember. We've seen a lot of movies this year, but the trailer for this came up and people started groaning.
Did
in
they?
The theater. They're like, oh,
that
God,
one, that was one you went without me, probably then.
Yeah, and they were just like, yeah, we're done. We're done here. So I don't know. I don't think it's going to do very well.
No.
Got any thoughts on it?
You haven't said, or I haven't said already. I just think that.
I don't know what else to say about it. It's the same movie.
The audience score is going to probably be much higher. And I always find the truth lies in the middle. I think if you like the original animated movie, you'll probably enjoy this one because it's the exact same movie. I think these people, the biggest complaints they have is it's the exact same movie. So I think audiences will probably like it. If they're big Moana fans, they'll probably like it quite a bit. I just think that the critics are, you know, saying the Emperor's not wearing clothes, which we all know. But that doesn't mean the audiences are going to hate it too. But if it is a beat for beat the same, the audience score is probably much higher.
Okay, you know who you take to go see this movie. You take your mom to go
see it. I was going to take my mom, yeah.
Take your mom to go see this movie. She loves Moana. It's like one of her favorite Disney movies. You take her to go see this movie, and then you get the verdict from her. And be like, you know, that's what you do.
My mom's nicer than me, though. So, you know, she's going
to... She's going to be nicer about it.
Yeah, pretty much.
We got to wrap this up.
Yes.
Please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. We'll talk later.
Bye.